And with those bailout negotiations continuing in Washington, both John McCain and Barack Obama are in Oxford, Mississippi, where tonight they will debate for the first time. Joining us now from the Filing Center on campus at the University of Mississippi in Oxford are NPR's Don Gagne, who's been traveling with the Obama campaign, and NPR's Scott Horsley, who's been traveling with John McCain. Welcome to you both.
Good to be with you, Melissa.
Hi
and
there.
Let's start with you, Scott. What persuaded John McCain finally to say, okay, I'm going to leave Washington, leave the negotiations behind, and go down to Mississippi for this debate?
Well, you know, Melissa, it was touch and go. As late morning, we still didn't know if there would be a debate tonight in Mississippi. But in the end, John McCain said he was optimistic that lawmakers have made enough progress towards a bipartisan agreement, and that House Republicans, like Congressman Cantor, who had been the big holdouts, are now at least represented in the negotiations. And while that short of the sort of signed and sealed deal that he was insisting on earlier this week, it was enough for him to justify coming down and taking part in this debate in Mississippi.
And Don Gagne, there were plenty of Democrats who said, including Senator Barack Obama, who said this was not helpful at all to come to Washington and insert oneself in the bailout process here.
Exactly. He said you've got these delicate negotiations, complicated negotiations, high-stakes negotiations going underway, you know, on Capitol Hill. The last thing you need to do is to stir in presidential politics. It just changes everything. And Senator Obama talked to us on the plane flying out here to the debate today, and he said that he does think it had a negative impact, and it did set things back for at least some period of time, that it just was not helpful to have things play out as they did play out yesterday.
Well, let's talk about tonight's debate and the preparations for it. Don, how has Barack Obama been preparing for what's to come tonight?
Well, he had a shorter than anticipated preparation period. It disrupted things a bit. He had planned on having Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, all day, each day in Florida. He was in the Tampa area doing mock debates and practice debates and preparing answers and anticipating questions and doing everything that, you know, what they call a debate camp does to really kind of immerse oneself before this really important first debate tonight. They lost a day, probably a day and a half with the trip to Washington. So they didn't get to do everything they might have done. They say they still feel very good about what they accomplished. The other thing the campaign says is, listen, Senator Obama has done 20 debates since the start of the primary season. The others have been against Democrats. In some ways, that might make this one a little easier, though the stakes are certainly higher here.
And Scott Horsley, for John McCain, it's been a longer stretch since he's had to prepare for debates, since the Republican primary season ended well before the Democrats.
That's right. Of course, the focus of this debate was to have been foreign policy, which he considers a strong suit. And so the McCain campaign had never really blocked out days and days of prep time like the Obama campaign had. That said, it has been a pretty frantic week for John McCain in New York earlier in the week and then down to Washington. We're told that he has been able to squeeze some debate preparation in. He did a couple of hours last night at his home just outside of Washington, even in between making calls to lawmakers and trying to grease the wheels of this rescue negotiation. And he's also doing some last-minute preparation for the debate even late today, this afternoon, right here in Oxford, Mississippi, in the hours before the debate gets underway.
And as you mentioned, Scott, the focus of tonight's debate was supposed to be foreign policy. Clearly, they're going to be asked about the economy tonight. There's no way around that. How do you think that helps or hurts the candidates? Scott, let's start with you.
That's right, Melissa. The McCain campaign had very much wanted to have this first debate, which is typically the most watched and sort of tone-setting debate in the presidential campaign, be on his strength foreign policy. But given the way this week has gone and the criticism that he has taken and the sort of beating he's taken in the media for what has seemed to be a not a terribly productive role in the rescue negotiations, this is an opportunity for John McCain to sort of tell his side of the story. And so the campaign is hoping he can come off as having played a valuable role in the rescue negotiations and also show that he does understand the economy. He does get it.
And Don Gagne, what about Barack Obama?
Well, if the focus does become the economy in any way because of the past week we've had, that's good news for Senator Obama. Polls bear that out. But the other thing he will do is he will make the point that if foreign policy is about national security, so too is the nation's economic health. And a weakened economic power is a weakened country. So he will wrap all of this together in one broad package.
Okay, Don and Scott, thanks very much to you both.
It's a pleasure.
My pleasure, Melissa.
It's NPR's Don Gagne and Scott Horsley at the University of Mississippi in Oxford for tonight's presidential debate.